Wherever you're waking up, right across Tasmania, thanks for choosing the Water Boys for your Saturday morning. Brent Costello and Cam Brown with you. Thanks to McDonald's and Macca's new Fiery McSpicy Burger. Have you tried it yet? It's so good, I couldn't keep it to myself. Our next guest name will be one that's very familiar to you. On Footy Classified on Wednesday night, Eddie Maguire delivered his plan that could see Tasmania's dream finally come true.
You can have a standalone team in the AFL competition in 2028. But from this year, you need to contribute not $10 million, but $20 million per season, indexed forever.
There's no doubt it's an exciting vision, but the plan would come at a significant cost to taxpayers. Here's what Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin had to say on Thursday.
Eddie Maguire's the ex-chairman of Collingwood, and I'm the state treasurer, and so in terms of funding, I'll be the one that looks at those matters. But look, welcome to the party, Eddie.
So is now the right time to implement a plan like this, especially given other expansion clubs, GWS and the Gold Coast, weren't forced to follow the same path to enter the competition. To discuss his proposal, I'm pleased to say that for the very first time, Eddie Maguire joins us on the Water Boys. Eddie, thanks for your time.
Good on you, boys. Great to be part of the show.
Well, let's unpack your plan a little bit. We'll start with the $20 million figure, which you say the state government would need to pay from now if we were to enter the competition by 2028. We currently pay approximately $8 million a year to Hawthorn and North Melbourne, and the task force said it wouldn't be a lot more if we were to have our own team. Are you able to explain how you came up with the figure of $20 million Tasmanian taxpayer dollars a year plus the additional $20 million of federal funding?
Yeah, well, look, let's unpack that is a very good term. So what I'm saying, though, is that money would go into Tasmania, right? Not to an AFL team, not to a team playing down there. I'd actually, I reckon we could cut the costs on that, to be honest. But what we need to do is we have to have a seven-year plan in turning Tasmania into a men's and women's powerhouse for junior football. So I would be putting all that money into Tasmania, into Tasmanian school sports, into sports medicine, into building up the infrastructure required for a team in 7 years' time. So it's not taking it out and throwing it over and let's drain the money out of Tasmania. That's a key point of what I'm saying. I'm looking at this as from a Tasmanian's point of view. If I was running the show over there, these would be the things I'd like to sit down with the Premier and say, hey, here's some good ideas. I mean, you can throw some of them out. Some of them are not great ideas. But what I want to have is a battle of ideas. And the way we need to do it, at the moment, Melbourne Grammar School's boarding house had more players in the draft last year than Tasmania. Right? Now, that can't work. So what we need to do is build at the same time, not just build a stadium, build a base where kids love playing football. We put the best teams in. They should be playing in competitions in South Australia and Victoria. All these types of things. Get the smartest people in Tasmania, the smartest people in Victoria, and put it together and come up with the best program. You've seen what the Sydney Swans have been able to do with an academy. Why can't we do that with Tasmania? Right, not just in Hobart or Launceston, right around the country and build them up from, and I say 7 years, because if you're a kid who's in grade five now, you're going to be in my first draft. And that's what I'm looking for.
Eddie, for a long time now, the narrative from AFL supporters and media, and to extent politicians, Tasmanians and abroad, is, we deserve a team or produce so many AFL players, etc. But if I'm reading you correctly from the other night, we need to look beyond that tokenistic, sympathetic narrative and be bold enough to make this great and sustainable and promote the benefits for Tasmania beyond football and economic advantages of a stadium and a university and an exciting place to be drafted. Is that the way?
That's 100%. That's it. I'm looking at not giving Tasmania a few crumbs off the table. I'm saying, no, Tasmania, this is what Tasmania deserves. It deserves to have the sporting equivalent of Mona. It needs to be something sensational. And what we should be looking at is, what can we put into the university system in Tasmania that becomes world's best practice? What is it that we create in wherever it is, Launceston, Hobart, or anywhere in between, but make that... And if it is, let's say it's Hobart. Let's say Macquarie Point is the place. Then what we have to do is go, right, so how do we make this really work for Launceston? Do we put the team up there, for training? Do we actually get all the tourists coming into to Barnboogle and come up with a different play there? Do we turn it into a great golf centre? I don't know. There's all these different things you have to look at. But what we don't want to end up with is two inferior grounds, the Sunday afternoon or the Saturday afternoon graveyard slot, no one wanting to come down there. You kick the ball in the air and it gets blown over your head. Now, let's work it through. That's not being derogatory to Tasmania. That's just part and parcel of what happens at the moment. But what we can do is if we say, right, let's build an appropriate stadium, which means you can put an A-League team in, you can put a basketball stadium in, you can build it into something. You know, the stadiums that are being built around the world now are cities. So it might sound a lot of money if you say, well, it's going to cost $1 billion for one with a roof on it. But if you plan it properly, it pays for itself. Private investment goes in. 1% interest rates at the moment. The federal government are going to be throwing billions of dollars in infrastructure into Queensland for the Olympic Games. Surely Tasmania finally deserves to get something great as well. So I'm looking at it from that point of view, not to limp into the competition, not to get the cast-offs from the AFL, but let's go. I mean, I've been talking extensively to a lot of people about this, and one senior person in football who is a Tasmanian, who loves Tasmania, who has fought the fight, and would be somebody that I'd be putting right at the top of being involved in a task force on this, said to me that if this was done at Macquarie Point, Hobart would go nuclear. It would be absolutely sensational. And that sort of inspired me to keep going with my thoughts.
And Eddie, part of the proposal that you're advocating for was encouraging Tasmania to really target and recruit some of those AFL heavyweights. And you mentioned Mick Malthouse and Greg Swan, Tasmanian's own Brendan Gale. But we know you've got a love and passion for Collingwood, but you do have an eye for the greater good of the game. What would be, notwithstanding your heavy commitments, what would be the appetite for you personally to be actively involved if someone were to approach you from AFL or the Tasmanian government?
Look, they've got Colin Carter at the AFL doing it at the moment. But look, yeah, I love seeing great ideas come about. Now, you know, I support Tony Cochrane up at the Gold Coast Suns. I mean, I was lucky enough to be heavily involved in pulling together with Gil McLaughlin and the state government of Victoria a deal that, I'll tell you how this one worked, okay? So we came up with a deal that the state government of Victoria gave the AFL $250 million to renovate and turn Marvel Stadium into something spectacular, which the plans are being done at the moment, because that has a knock-on effect of the Docklands area in Melbourne. It means we can have major events under a roof. You know, the social impact and the economic knock-on effect of having a stadium like that is profound. It pays itself over 10 times. And in the meantime, we've got another 25 grand finals to the MCG, and we've got the capacity now with the cash flow there to rebuild the Southern Stand in due course. Because any stadium that's built before 5G, 6G, may as well be Noah's Ark. You know, this is where it's all going in the future for broadcasting. You know, 5G and 6G and these types of things are going to revolutionise broadcasting and the way you watch the game at a stadium. It's going to take it to a whole new level. So what I don't want to happen along here is that, I remember when the VFL built the VFL Park, they put up one of the first TV screens in a scoreboard, and it was sepia, which was all very well until 18 months later they brought the first colour one out around the world. And it just looks so dated in 5 seconds. So what I'd be looking to do is not only do this with Tasmania, but to make sure that Tasmania has the world's best. I encourage you and your listeners to have a look at the stadium that's been built in Los Angeles. Now, granted, it's Los Angeles, and it's for the Gridiron, the National Football League, and for the Olympic Games. So it's a big go. But if you have a look at it, and then bring it down to what we need to do for something spectacular in Hobart, imagine what it'd be like to be able to go to 2020 and know that you don't have to worry for 1 second whether it's going to be a cold night. You can be 10:30 in the middle of July watching the last quarter of Tasmania versus Collingwood and not end up with hypothermia. Suddenly Hobart and Tasmania gets on the roster for every major concert in the world coming to Australia. You know, you're back in town in a big way, and sort of that's the thinking I'm thinking of. So I was gratified that the Premier yesterday didn't come out and think that I was being a smart aleck. I was very conscious that you guys are in an election campaign at the moment, and I think that the Premier's been a staunch supporter of Tasmania in the way he's taken it up to the AFL. I don't want to be anything other than an assistance. I'm happy for people to shoot down my ideas as long as they come up with a better one. But my whole idea on this is, how can we make Tasmania not the poor relation in this, but an absolute, citadel of what we're trying to do, what Tasmania can be for the next 50-100 years as a state and for the people there, to get education, sports, television, media. They're the biggest things in the world. Imagine if you're able to just stay in Hobart and be part of something that's massive. We've seen through COVID that you don't have to be in the big cities anymore. Well, there's no better place than Tasmania to be that place in Australia. I think it's cherry ripe to take the big step, and I think an AFL team would be sensational in bringing it about. Not only that, but then the knock-on effect into basketball and soccer and whatever else you want to do. I mean, I'd love to see a Tasmanian Institute of Sport as part of this. Pick three or four key sports that you love down there. I don't know, sailing, yachting, rowing, running, whatever it is. Make it the best place. Maybe we get the best sports medicine people down there and put our time and effort into trying to work out why everyone in the world still pulls a hamstring. I don't know. There's a million of these ideas. There's lots of money around the world that can go into this. And as you guys know better than I do, it's a sensational place to live. So I've often wanted to be, you know, to get involved in Tassie. I've got friends down there, businesses. I pour over real estate down there because I just think it's a wonderful place. To answer your question, again, a long answer for a short answer, yeah, if anyone thought that I had something to add, I'd gladly help.
Eddie Maguire is our guest on the show this morning. Stick with us, Eddie. We'll continue the conversation next here on The Water Boys. Thanks to McDonald's right across Tasmania. Thanks to McDonald's. Have you tried Macca's new Fiery McSpicy yet? It's so good, I couldn't keep it to myself. You are waking up with The Water Boys right across Tasmania with Brent Costello and Cam Brown. Our very special guest this morning is Eddie Maguire, former Collingwood president, of course. Cam, over to you.
Eddie, I just, you know, one of the words you said there was assistance, and you've been around footy a long time, and I guess the pitfalls and lessons learned from Brisbane Bears, Gold Coast and GWS. From your experiences, what would Tasmania need to avoid in the potential planning and implementation phase if we were to get a Tasmanian team in 2028?
To go in half-cocked. And that's why I put those figures up, because they are the figures required to run a football team. I can tell you. But I know. I took over one that was broke. I know how it works. You know, and this is why what happens. You have a look at the complaints now of Gold Coast and Jugo's, we're in prefab huts and, we didn't have a gym. Well, that wasn't what was pitched to the presidents. We were told it was going to cost this amount of money and it would be bang from day one, and within 5 years it would be making money. Right? Now, we keep hearing this. Now, either they're giving us the wrong information or they don't know what the information is. So part of what I was trying to do on Wednesday night on Footy Classified was just tell you the truth. If they're telling you it's going to be, you know, no more than $7 million and, you know, maybe a few dollars more, they're bullshitting. They're lying to you. And you'll end up with something that you'll be embarrassed about, and you'll end up having to pay the money anyway, or you'll lose the money in the process. Go in day one, fully capitalised, with an idea, with a bigger play, and become the answer to a problem rather than the problem that everybody hates. And if you do that in life, you know, if it's like I always had a kid who come and talk, how do you get a job? I said, well, don't ask me for a job. You're giving me a job. If you come and say, I've come with an idea to make you more money, Mr. Maguire, you've got the job. And that's what we need to do with the footy. How can we make Tasmania, how can we make not only Hobart or wherever it ends up, we'll call it Hobart for the moment, right? But let's say it ends up in Hobart, which is more than likely the case. How do we then make that work for everybody around Tasmania so that, you know, the North doesn't despise the South as, you know, get over that type of stuff? How do we turn Tasmania into, you know, this powerhouse that becomes like almost like the Green Bay Packers? You know, how do the Green Bay Packers work in American football? It shouldn't, but it does, because they've found the way to do it properly. And, you know, I just think that that's really what I'd love to see. The thing I don't want to see is Tassie fight and get disappointed and people kick the can down the road and, you know, people in Tasmania going, oh, they hate us. They don't think everyone in football, and I've been at these president's meetings, fall over themselves trying to figure out how we can get this to work. And quite often it doesn't work because the finances don't stack up, or people say it'd be too much stretch as far as the talent is concerned, etc., etc. Well, what I've come up with, hopefully, is a discussion point. It's not exhaustive, but it's a discussion point that looks at all of those issues that everyone says no to, and I think I've come up with a few ideas that could say yes. Now, people might not like it, and if they don't, you don't go on with it. But if it's going to work, this plan is going to be closer to what you need to do than anything else that I've seen so far. And Colin Carter might come up with something even better or completely different, but it'll be worth having a discussion.
Eddie Maguire, the Tasmania Jack Jumpers will enter the National Basketball League at the end of this year. Do you see the sport as a threat as footy continues to decay in Tasmania?
No, because what I see it is something that should be fantastic. I'd get every kid who can actually stand up on one leg or two legs and jump, and I'd get them in, and I'd find out which ones could play basketball. Who's 7 foot here? Right, you stand over there. We need one of you for the footy team. The other three over there. No, get kids playing. Scott Pendlebury was about to take a basketball scholarship. Get kids playing sport. That's what we want to do. Make them healthy. And then if you love playing footy, you'll play footy. If you love playing basketball, you'll play basketball. It's ridiculous. My father is from Glasgow. He went the first game of football he went to. He thought it was a soccer game. He thought the flagpoles were at each end. So, you know, it's not like, you know, you have to be one or the other. I'd have kids playing basketball Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Put the what are they called? The Jack Jumpers, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, interesting name, that one. I'm not sure if I... but anyway, the Jack Jumpers they are. Go the Jack Jumpers. But I'd make it a big thing. Suddenly Tasmania becomes, you know, sports big. And there's nothing bigger in world entertainment than sport. And that's the other part of it. It's not just a game. I want people to get out of their heads that this is a game of footy once a week. You know, it's got to be... You guys have got to think that you've got to compete against the West Coast Eagles and Optus Stadium, not Penguin versus New Norfolk, OK? It's got to be a bigger plan. This is something that says, right, hang on, we are a vital, growing, intelligent, progressive community, and this is how we're going to manifest it, through sport and through media. The two biggest growth industries in the world. Look at the biggest companies in the world at the moment. Netflix, Amazon, all that, they've all got a sporting component. They're all media-driven. That can all be done out of Tasmania. It can be done out of this new stadium that we built. That's what I'd look at. That's the inspiration. That's what I get excited about. If you want to have another game of footy, you know, it's another game of footy. We want to build something for a community that does deserve to be recognised, but doesn't deserve to be a charity case, needs to be one that is a vital part of the future of our sport, then away we go.
You touched on this a little bit before, Eddie, but a question from Adam French on Twitter. Why do we need to pay $20 million from now when the team won't start until 2028? And where does that money go and what's it used for?
Yeah, I think I answered that earlier. Now, that goes into building your foundations, okay? That's why I picked 2028, because what we don't do ever is we need to find 100 players every year to get into these teams in the draft going forward. Tassie have to start producing players. I'm saying we need to start it now, because you know what you need to do? You tell me the schools down there. You've got to pick the schools, and we've got to put scholarships in for every kid who can get it. We've got to get pathway programs. We've got to get talent identification. We've got to put in sports medicine facilities for these kids. That's where it goes. But it doesn't get wasted, because all that does is it promotes education, sport, better facilities, better education as far as nutrition is concerned. It goes into hospitals. So if I'm building a sports medicine facility, of course that means it's a community facility for the whole area as well. And then telehealth means you get access to the best doctors, not only in Tasmania, but right around the world and in the AFL. And what we have to do as an AFL group is we have to put people in, as I mentioned, like a Brendan Gale or, you know, a Mick Malthouse who comes down, not to take over, but to turbocharge that young, you know, mindset that's in Hobart and get them through, bring them up. You know what I'd be doing? I'd be getting your best and brightest. I'd be putting them on secondment at Collingwood and Richmond and Geelong and West Coast and Port Adelaide and Adelaide. Get them going. Use the 7 years. 7 years will go in the blink of an eye. Probably 10 years is what we should be aiming at, but I'll go with seven because I like a deadline, because you work to a deadline. So the money doesn't go out of Tasmania. The money stays in Tasmania. But you need to have a budget to put the foundations in and the development so that when you turn up on the day, you're ready and bursting to go.
Very good. And Luke Martin on Facebook wants to know, have you read Brett Godfrey's task force report yet?
Not, I've read it in parts. I've read the media reports of it. I think Brett is obviously, you know, he knows exactly what he's doing. I'm coming at it from the other side of things, from the other side of Bass Strait, okay? I'm giving you what the knock is on everything that's going at the moment. And what I'm trying to do is force some deadlines. I understand that the Tasmanian people and Brett and the Premier and everyone else have been frustrated. They've never had a date to work towards. I think that's really frustrating. Nothing worse than people just kicking the can down the road. So what I'm trying to do is bring it to a head. If my ideas are counter to what Brett's got to say, you know, I'd rather take heed of what Brett's got to say, because he's had a really good think about it. I'm a do-gooding amateur on this, but I do know what works, and I do know what the cost of a football club is, And I do know what you can do when you get it right. I've seen it firsthand, firstly at Collingwood, and what we're able to do in the community with our Magpie Nest for the homes, for the houses for homeless, and you know the medical facilities that we're building at the moment at the Holden Centre, and what we're doing in junior sports and education. I see it, and I see the other clubs doing it as well. So that's why I'm up, and why I'm saying this has to be fully funded, not just out of sports and recreation, but out of federal funding for health, for infrastructure, for media, for education. All these huge, huge budgets that are going around Australia. All we want is a drink for Tasmania, and we can do something spectacular. I'm not criticising or standing against anything that might have been put on the table from Tasmania. These are my fresh ideas. If they dovetail in, beauty, go your hardest with them. If you don't think any of them work or some of them don't work, throw them out the door. I just want to see a result.
Eddie Maguire, we could talk all day. Thanks very much for giving up your time and also for putting a Tasmanian AFL team on the national agenda. We truly appreciate it down here in Tasmania. And thanks for giving up your time.
Before you wind me up, can I ask you guys, does it make any sense or am I tilting at windmills? Or I don't want to do this if I'm standing on anyone's toes or offending anybody, but does it make any sense?
I think it makes a lot of sense. And I spoke to someone very high-powered down here today. I won't mention any names, but they struggle to find holes in it at all. So that just says a fair bit about it to me.
Yeah, the only thing I'd add to that, Eddie, your plan, I think, is very aggressive. It's ambitious and it's bold. And I see it as challenging Tasmania to launch this with real long-term progression and strategic acumen.
Look, to be honest, guys, I've done it with an open and a genuine heart for Tasmania and for the game itself. Now, no one needs to do this. As I said, there's better ways of doing it, maybe. But this way at least puts a realistic option on the table, because what we want to do is in 50 years' time, when we're still playing under our magnificent new stadium with a roof on it down there in Hobart, that people go, you know what, I remember when we were talking about playing down at Belreeve and dicking around with North Melbourne and Hawthorn coming in and all that sort of stuff. Remember when we used to do that? Remember the days when they'd kick the ball up in the air and it'd get blown over their head? Yeah, we don't want to have any of that. We want to say, yep, the first day that I see the Tasmanian team run out onto the ground with a premier cutting the ribbon to this magnificent new stadium, and you run out and you go, wow, have a look at this, Tasmania. Wow, this could be Los Angeles. That's what we want to look at.
That's very exciting. We'd love to see it happen. Eddie, thanks again for your time. Really appreciate it. And good luck to your Magpies.
Johnny, boys. Appreciate it.